Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Guys, week two is over and now we're on to week three. But first, a lot of shit happened week two. And we're going to start off by reviewing the NFC South. So, Nick, take it away.
All right. Buccaneers Panthers, Thursday night football. Nice. Awful game. Had a slight rain delay, but the Buccaneers came out 2014 in Charlotte. Hey, defend your team.
I can't defend my team, really. The game was just a typical shit show for Thursday night with the you look at everything that happened in the game that was even not football related, with the first half rain delay and there only being two camera angles in the whole first half. That kind of
I was confused about that.
That defines Thursday night football for you.
Was it Thursday night football that tried to change the camera angle too? Yeah. Like last year, it was
Steelers Titans. They tried to do the quarterback cam, but the issue is you can't tell the downfield.
Wait for the they wanted to do a quarterback cam while Marcus Mariota's on the field.
Yeah. I need to see somebody hand the ball off.
You know what really sucks is that last year's Thursday night games were really good. Like there are some pretty good Thursday night games.
Normally there are some good ones this year. I don't have the whole schedule in front of me, but
we don't need to go into next week. We can just go settle for this week.
Well, we'll talk about next week's later.
Yeah, but I mean, for this game, I mean, in terms of the context of the game, it was just. We'll get to the bigger picture once we talk about the whole NFC South, but. It was just a shitty game, and obviously Cam Newton isn't right.
So, I think because I have Cam in my fantasy leagues, I want to be a Cam apologist. I also think that he's a lot better than people say, just because the talent that surrounded him throughout his career sucks. But his left tackle needs to go.
Do you mean, like, career-wise, he's better than he's given credit for? Okay, so not... These two games.
No. Okay. These two games, he's been bad. I think career-wise, he's been good.
You think he's been good?
No. I think, like, if you told me Cam Newton for 333 yards, I'd be like, damn, that's a pretty solid game. And then it's like 25-51, and he was missing throws all around. And, I mean, it doesn't help that his left tackle is a turnstile. Like, Aaron Flowers is on the field.
Yeah.
Like,
well, okay.
And I think that's the thing about Cam, right? Like,
makes
for
Shaq
all,
Barrett look like Von Miller.
Like, here's the thing, right? To have an MVP season, it means you have to be talented, right? It's pretty hard to win the MVP in the NFL. Like, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers,
there's only, like, six current MVPs. I don't know if we discussed this on the podcast, if it was in person, but there's only a handful of MVPs. I guess a little more than a handful in the league right now.
Like, it's hard to win it in Cam's has won the MVP before. I mean, he's been pretty good. Like, last year, before he got injured, he was pretty good. And the thing
he was off to the best start of his career.
Yeah. And the thing is that this is, like, the first year you could say he's been surrounded with talent. And the crazy thing is that DJ Moore and Curtis Samuels are maybe third and fourth stringers. That's harsh. I think that let me fix that. I think that they're not main focal points on any other team that has the expectations the Panthers came in with this year.
No, and that's totally true. I mean,
and that's the thing. Greg Olsen's old, and he's out here getting six receptions for 110 yards.
It's not like they've got that expectation. I mean, what's their expectation here?
I had heard Panthers Super Bowl from people that I respect.
That actually, that wasn't me because analysis. I didn't predict that. But you look at Panthers were a legitimate playoff contender going into the year. I think we can all agree with that.
But I think it is indicative of Cam's career or his supporting cast when you see Curtis Samuel and DJ Moore, two guys. Curtis Samuel's in his third season, DJ Moore's in his second, and Greg Olsen. I mean, Christian McCaffrey's great, but like, if these are his best weapons, like. And his O-line's never been good. Like, Michael Orr was his best. Like, Michael Orr was a really good O-line.
Cam Newton has had a new left tackle every year since 2013. That's also another crazy thing. Literally a new left tackle every single year.
But, yeah, I mean, no, he played bad. And, I mean, kudos to Jameis for, I guess, playing.
Not playing.
I mean, 16 for 25, the best receiver Cam Newton had was Steve Smith, and of course, Steve Smith retired in 2013. or not retired, but he left the Panthers in 2013.
So the Buccaneers, I mean, their defense kind of played all right. I guess Todd Bowles.
Their defense focused on containing McCaffrey. And, of course, Newton isn't a running threat, that takes away a big part of the Panthers' offense, too.
And that's, bro, that fourth and one, man. I'm all for player empowerment and players being in control. But how do you not run it on fourth and one?
Even an injured Cam Newton can just fall forward.
No, my bad. How do they not QB sneak? I've seen Tom Brady
over the top.
Tom Brady, who with Cam Newton, can have his leg tied behind his back.
He just has to fall forward.
And he's faster than Tom Brady. It's just, it's falling forward. I don't know. This game was really frustrating just because the play was not the playing, the on field stuff was not good. And then the delay, the rain delay, and Jameis Winston played.
He didn't turn the ball over.
That's good for him. No turnovers.
Actually, I don't think – I could be wrong, but I don't think there was a turnover this whole game.
Here's the
thing. Unless you count a safety as a turnover.
Cam Newton lost the fumble.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. I don't remember that, I guess, but okay.
By the way, just wanted to say Buccaneers defense, eighth in yards allowed so far.
They haven't faced much.
They haven't. But – yeah, I think that if you're a Bucs fan, why are you listening to this? You have better things to do, like suffering. And if you're a Panthers fan, you're suffering too.
Hey, so I do.
I just want.
Yeah, we should get into the other games.
I just want to go back to a comment Johan made. Just because his receiver quality isn't up to the standards of maybe a playoff team, they're not a playoff team or a projected playoff team based on the quality of the receivers. There's other things that make this team a quality playoff contender. I just want to put that out there. That I didn't really like that comment.
Well, no, I think Johan was just saying that in terms of you look at playoff contenders, the Panthers are probably the weakest in terms of receivers, in terms of that group of
playoff
contenders.
Yeah, but they're not built to have good receivers. That's not how they play.
No, but what I'm saying is, like,
doesn't help Cam Newton at all to have bad receivers. Even though these receivers aren't bad, but they're not great.
Yeah, going into – if you're telling me that, like, for example, the Saints have Michael Thomas, who's a great receiver, right? I don't feel like going through every single playoff team because then we'd have to go to Ravens. But if you look in general to all the playoff teams, they have somebody on their a receiver at least that's either established or you know what you have in them. I guess
Cam Newton's only had one elite receiver, and that elite receiver was towards the end of his career with Steve Smith.
Like even look at the Buccaneers, man. They have Mike Evans, who's an established receiver. If you want to point that example out, Jameis has had pretty good weapons throughout his career with Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson.
If Russell Wilson's ever had an elite receiver,
Doug Baldwin was pretty.
Doug
good.
Baldwin is better than
Doug any Baldwin
receiver
is a really
Cam
good
Newton
receiver
has had in the past several years.
Oh, you better not say anything bad about Steve Smith. Oh,
I said the past several years. Obviously, Steve Smith's better than Doug Baldwin, but
Joe Flacco was good with Steve Smith. That's how good that guy was.
Yeah, Steve.
I'll never forget that the Patriots had to go gadget place to beat that Ravens team, in 2014? Oh, my God.
The Panthers are both around the run. They're not really predicated on getting elite receivers.
No, that's true. And the thing is that I remember seeing a highlight. Man, we talked about the Panthers for a long time, longer than we really should have. But I guess my last thing is there was a video where it was Christian McCaffrey, I think he was on the goal line against the Rams, and he ran the ball, trucked the Rams defender, and got in. And it's like, why don't you just hand it off to McCaffrey then if you don't trust Newton? And it's like, just straight up run it. And, it kind of made sense.
The thing is, with the Panthers apparently liked the play call on that fourth and one. And, of course, there's the whole double timeout situation for the Bucks. So they got to see our set, and we ran the same play again. And I've watched the play again, and you see how long it takes for the play to develop. Cam Newton was literally, like, when he went off to the side, it took him so long to get off to the side where the Tampa Bay Bucks were like, okay, Cam Newton's not going to be part of this play, so something crazy is going to happen. There's going to be a trick play. And they were prepared for what was happening on that play. So it was just – it was shit all around.
It was Hargreaves that made the play, right?
I don't know. You shouldn't call the same play twice after when the Tampa Bay Bucks see your set the first time.
Part of me thinks, like, Cam Newton ran, it's 1 yard. You probably could have passed the ball to Cam Newton, and he might have gotten the first down.
I mean, you look at earlier.
Cam Newton on a cornerback. I think Cam Newton can outmuscle a cornerback for 1 yard.
Yeah, he can. Even being like, injured.
You could have passed the ball to him in the slot.
And there was a play earlier in the drive where Curtis Samuel was wide open in the end zone, but the offensive line is so garbage.
Yeah.
They can't hold they can't hold the players long enough. Or not hold the players. But
and look, like we said,
well, hey, Cam Newton also missed.
No, 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 no. That's what I was about to say. Yeah, I'm like, Cam made some really bad
throws. Overthrows.
But I think Cam Newton, that final drive, I mean, he a spark lit in Cam Newton for that final drive. It's just the team and everything around him let him down, which is kind of disappointing.
This whole week, I've just heard, like, Cam Newton's trash. I'm like, y'all got to cut the man some slack. He's made a Super Bowl, including from NFC South fans. I'm like, none of y'all should talk. Drew Brees has yet to make a Super Bowl since Bounty Gate. The Buccaneers haven't made a Super Bowl since,
hang
like,
on. If we're
Gruden,
making excuses for quarterbacks, Drew Brees has a very valid excuse.
Okay.
This dude had the statistically worst defense in history.
Okay,
the worst in history.
Bounty Gate. Bounty Gate. It's the NFL gods. It's the NFL gods making up for everything.
You can't say, like, oh, it doesn't matter if he has the worst defense in history. He should still make the Super Bowl.
Greg Williams is still out here getting embarrassed.
That's
beautiful.
Really valid.
Okay, guys, I think we need to start. I think we need to bring the other NFC South teams into this. Because I think there's an interesting discussion we can have with this.
All right, who's the best QB in the NFC South? And why is it Jameis Winston?
Well, okay, hold on. Before we get to that conversation, because it's a little interesting with what's going on in the NFC South, let's talk about all the games first, okay?
The Saints got slapped around by the Rams.
You know, I fell asleep for that game. Kind of sucked.
This game, I had it playing in the car when I was driving home, so.
Although, I did see that play where it was, like, supposed to be it was Goff's deflected pass.
Yeah, that was a shit call. Yeah, they blew it dead.
It's a national pastime at this point.
I mean this game obviously turned when Drew Brees went down.
Oh yeah,
it was low scoring even before then. But
for the people who don't know, Drew Brees is out 6 weeks with a torn ligament in his thumb.
At least 6 weeks. It could be more.
We should probably let me pull up their schedule because their schedule without Drew, their schedule is pretty unforgiving.
All
right, so they play the Seahawks, Cowboys, Buccaneers, Jaguars, Bears, Cardinals, and that's to the bye week, and then after the bye they play Atlanta.
I see maybe two wins there.
Yeah,
I think they could probably beat
the
Bucks and the Cardinals.
Who knows with the Bucks? I mean,
Drew Brees
the Cardinals
back
actually
to a Saints team who could be eliminated from playoff contention, essentially.
And okay, this is where I think we should bring in the Falcons into this conversation.
The Falcons, I know they.
Well, is there? Hold up, is there more to say about that game? About the Rams game?
The Rams.
Goff
honestly,
the Rams.
Goff was didn't look great.
Todd Gurley's still not 100%, but
Cooper
Kupp
looked good, though.
Cooper
Kupp
had, like, a Madden run.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp looked good. And
he
that's
hit,
what
like,
matters.
Five people with the juke stick.
And Aaron Donald had, what, one tackle, but
it
fucking
was,
he's
was
still.
Aaron Donald's actually been neutralized the past couple
well,
of games.
Well, he's in here with a triple team. Not many people can overcome
that's
that.
What you have to do, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yo,
yeah,
Matt.
The Falcons into this whole discussion. They beat the Eagles' JV squad, barely. They got away on a 4th-and-1 from their own 20 to end the game.
Carson Wentz is Superman.
That was insane.
Grady Jarrett's a beast.
This was a really sloppy game too. This could have been like obviously it wasn't as shitty as the Thursday night game, but it had some qualities of a Thursday night game.
Thing you have to get into, if the Eagles don't, the Eagles are turning to the Packers at this point. They're just. They can't escape injury. It's getting ridiculous. They lost Dallas Goedert for the game. Alshon Jeffrey left like 2 minutes into the game and didn't return because he's a bitch. Corey Clement didn't return. Tim Jernigan returned, but then left again. DeSean Jackson did not return. Carson Wentz had to leave for a drive.
It was bad. But can we talk about how Aguilar dropped?
Oh no!
The touchdown.
Aguilar dropped the game-winning pass, the game-winning catch.
It was like,
and the thing is that he made a tougher catch, like two plays later.
It was like a 4th-and-13 or something. He made the tougher catch, but he didn't. He didn't score a touchdown.
Triple coverage somehow. The Falcons defense, man, they are suspect.
Hey, look. All I'm saying is that Carson Wentz, he's winning the MVP this year.
God,
I don't know about that.
This dude, he's running around with probably broken ribs. There's no way he didn't break a rib on some of these hits he took.
That last drive was
sitting out because they have calf strains. I have some choice words for Alshon Jeffrey and DeSean Jackson.
Was it Sproles who dropped a 3-yard pass or something like that? That same drive.
He did.
Like there were a lot of drops that those Eagles players made that I don't know, man. The Eagles should have won this game, and I. Yeah. Oh man, Carson Wentz, bro, making me hard. No.
Hey, well, huh?
I told y'all, bro. I like Carson Wentz going into this year, and bullshit drops, man. They should have beat the Falcons.
Alshon Jeffrey cost me my fantasy football game. I've got some words for him.
Matt Ryan, 3 picks.
Yeah, Matt Ryan.
Yeah, Matt Ryan did not look good. He had some questionable decisions.
Yeah, and I don't like either of these teams right now. Yo, I really don't.
Hey, say this. Hey, hold up.
Okay.
Just going to say this. Matt Ryan wins MVP with Julio. I forget who else. Sanu, Hooper. But Julio's like one of the best friggin' receivers in the game. And then Tevin Coleman. And then Devontae Freeman. Right? The Cam has to win it with fucking Ted Ginn Jr. as his receiver. Ugh.
Joan, Kelvin. That's the struggle of every argument I have with any Falcons fan about Cam Newton versus Matt Ryan.
And they were talking about, like, is Matt Ryan, like, one of the blessed quarterbacks? I'm like, yeah. Look at how all the weapons he had. Bro. That man had Tony Gonzalez.
Nick, do you remember, like, a few years ago? This was, like, when Falcons fans were not happy on Matt Ryan.
Yes! 92-9! Yeah, they're talking. I'm like, he had Tony Gonzalez, guys.
This is a different one.
This is where they were listing quarterbacks they'd rather have than Matt Ryan on the team.
This was the year Joe Flacco tore his ACL. And they said Joe Flacco. And he said, with or without the torn ACL. And this dude said both.
No, I remember, like, in 2015, Falcons fans were like, I think this is the last year that we can have Matt. And I'm like, oh, you guys are
Falcons fans are weird beasts, bro.
Because they're Matt Ryan apologists, and then they're not. Look, I'm gonna say this right now, and if you're a Falcons fan and you're for some reason listening to this podcast, I want you to make fun of me. Matt Ryan's just Matt Stafford, but a little more average, or less average, and more above average. That's all he is. He's just above average Matt Stafford. He has the same weapons. One had Calvin Johnson and Kenny Golladay. Marvin Jones, Golden Tate.
Kenny Golladay ain't nothing special. Neither is Marvin Jones.
Okay. So let's say you
those are pretty good receivers. But he had Calvin Johnson.
Wait. Let's say you put Matthew Stafford on the Falcons.
They're in the same spot.
Yeah.
I would agree with that, to be honest.
Honestly. They might be better. They might be better with Matt Stafford.
Kyle Shanahan's a miracle.
Okay, that saying they're better is a little bit of a hot take.
Kyle Shanahan is the real MVP. Oh, other than that Super Bowl second half where they decided to not run the ball. Other than that, I remember y'all remember that first season that Shanahan, Matt Ryan's like, once we learn this offense, it's going to be crazy. And man, he was right because he hasn't. I mean, he was pretty good last year, but you know. It's because their defense was absolute boo-boo.
We should wrap this NFC South up.
Okay, no, but...
We haven't even talked about the NFC South.
Yeah, the whole conversation that we're kind of leading to is, who do you trust to win the NFC South at this point?
Who's winning the division?
I'm going to go with the Falcons. Just because...
Right now, the Falcons, because they have a healthy quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and Julio scoring touchdowns. Calvin Ridley's a pretty good weapon.
Is the NFC South winner... Over it's just up under to Matt Ryan to 10 games. Better. Do they win over more or less than 10 games?
Well, hold up. Well, we have games. To. We have to.
Okay,
we have
but
to...
That's why it said. That's why I said it at 10. You have to pick one.
They even.
No, you can't do that.
Yes. What if they win 10 games?
Well, I think it depends on who. It depends. For me, it depends on when Drew Brees comes back. Because I have.
We're saying he misses. Let's assume he misses 6 weeks.
Okay. Because yeah, so. I have two NFC South teams making the playoffs. I had the Saints and the Falcons.
Yeah, I have three. So that ain't looking great.
So to me, it's up to when Drew Brees comes back and Teddy Bridgewater's play. Because I still think that the Saints defense is really good and the Falcons offense is solid too. But they got completely shut down by the Vikings. And here's the thing: they still got to play the Titans. Who have a pretty solid defense so far. Colts defense isn't bad. The Rams and the Rams are pretty solid on defense, and they're gonna and Aaron Donald's gonna abuse that O line, up to their Week 9 bye, and so I think that the Saints have a tough schedule. So.
Okay, so we obviously listed the schedule for the Saints in the next six games. If they go 3-3, that sets them up really well.
That is a blessing.
Because they have the bye week, and then, of course, they have the two games against Atlanta.
Wait, when's their bye week?
Their bye week is week 9. It'd be after
when is when is the Saints' bye week?
Week 9.
No, honestly, I think
so the Falcons and the Saints share the same bye week. I don't think they're trying to. Well, that's against the Falcons.
Yeah. So, like I said, if they go 3-3, that would put them at 4-4. The whole going into the games against, they have two games against the Falcons.
How many division games are after their bye?
There's
all of them basically.
They there's have, everyone except for the Bucks is left. Yeah,
like the Falcons. Well, they have all their bye week. So I'm pretty sure all of them play each other like in that span from week 10 to week 17. Yeah,
if just in any division, if one team wins five games in their division, they're going to go to the playoffs.
But it leaves Saints, little margin for error though. For the the Saints can only really lose two more games if they go 3-3 without Drew Brees.
They could lose probably five more and go 10-6 and win the division. But that's really pushing it. That's like that's the max.
Well, I'm saying after they go 3-3, without Drew Brees, so they'd be 4-4. They can
look. I could see it because I don't really think the Bucs are gonna be.
Do we trust any team to win this division, though? No. Like, are you betting on any team?
If I'm betting on anybody, it's Atlanta.
But would you actually put money on
after I just trash talked?
If I actually had to put money on it, I'd still put money on the Saints.
I think I might too. It kind of sucks with the whole Cam Newton not being 100%. Because I would say if Cam Newton was getting better, the Panthers would still have a chance. But since he isn't, the Panthers are pretty much done.
I could really see Cam going on IR at this point.
Yeah, and I mean, I kind of hope he takes the season off. The Panthers, they have a good bit of talent, so if he takes the season off, they'll be back and better next year.
Wasn't there talk of that last season?
There was, and it probably should have happened, because Cam Newton did not do the Panthers any favors after he got injured in that Steelers game.
I mean, TJ Watt really fucked this franchise.
So, okay. Are we gonna completely dismiss the Bucs though?
Yeah, we don't talk about them.
Really? It's Jameis.
Jameis had a decent game on Thursday.
The only thing I consider the Bucs for, they could beat a team late in the year and prevent them from going to the playoffs. I don't consider them actual playoff contenders. Like I could see the Falcons and Saints are both tied for the division lead going to the final week in the Buccaneers find a way to beat the Falcons in the final week or whoever the fuck they play.
Hayden. I don't think you understand, okay. Right? Jameis Winston plays two levels. Average
and both
trash.
But that's kind of the Falcons too though. The Falcons as a whole probably better than average or super trash.
Yes. No. Here's the thing, right?
I've got words for this. The Falcons and the Steelers have done this for years. They play down to their competition. They play at the same level of their competition, regardless of who it is. That's the issue with the Falcons. If the Falcons are playing a trash team, they're going to play like trash. But if they're playing a great team, they're going to play great.
Yeah, and I mean, this division is just crazy now because I don't trust anyone. What?
Do you consider the San Francisco 49ers to have a great defense?
Well,
no.
They had three picks on Jameis.
Well, that's because Jameis played a trash game.
Bro, yes. Matt Ryan just threw three picks.
Yeah, but they won. And they shouldn't have, but they won.
They won because Carson Wentz
What I'm saying is that I think that Tampa Bay doesn't have the kind of quarterback that could win while playing like trash. I don't think Tampa Bay is a good enough team.
You're saying that Tampa doesn't have a good enough team to win if anybody plays bad. They don't have running backs. The best Tampa Bay running back would be a third stringer on the Falcons. They wouldn't even beat out Ito Smith. Right?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't think they'd beat. Because what? Peyton Barber's been getting been the starter for like 3 years now, and has
even terrible.
Last game was his.
The
last,
Falcons like, have first good receiver. One in a long time. The Falcons have a better number one, probably a better number two, and a better number three receiver. They've got a better offensive line, better running backs. I'd take Austin Hooper over O.J. Howard right now. They've got a better defense, probably in every position. I mean, you can't really compare how teams would play when both teams are bad because the Falcons have a ridiculously better roster. I don't think that's.
And I mean, keep in mind that the Eagles have a very good offensive line, and they were getting to Wentz.
I mean, yeah, he's pretty high point.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, as much as I want to shit talk the Falcons, I also gotta give them respect because I think that they're a much better team than the. It to me, it's when Drew Brees is healthy, can they beat the Saints?
No, in that division. I mean,
and they can't. They've gotten embarrassed.
The Falcons, but I feel like you're pretty high on the Falcons.
Yeah,
because I picked them to make the playoffs. I want to shit talk them because I hate the Falcons. I hate Falcons fans. Their misery brings me so much joy.
I mean, do the Falcons have the talent to make it to the playoffs? Of
absolutely.
Course. But they
have arguably the best receiver in the league.
Okay, yeah, you could argue that. Sure. I mean, I would say receivers don't get you in. Like, having a great receiver wouldn't get you into the playoffs, but okay.
I don't know.
That's nice to have.
They have a QB that
you
once he
figures. You want with trash receivers.
Look, I'll give Matt Ryan this also. Dirk Cutter has been his offensive coordinator before, but he's had to change. He's changing a system again. That's the one bad thing I've always felt bad for Matt Ryan is he's always had to change systems like every 1 or 2 years. And he's had to change it again. So maybe once the Falcons figure it out more, he won't be throwing as many picks.
Maybe. We've talked about the NFC South for a little bit too much now. We're just gonna keep going if we stay on this.
So what do we expect from Bridgewater? Do y'all just expect average play?
Average QB play, lots and lots of checkdowns.
Okay, so to wrap it up, who are we saying is going to win the division?
I think it's going to be much closer.
To me, it just depends on when Drew Brees comes back. Because if he comes back after the bye, they have all their division games. Whatever games they lost, they could probably make it up if they beat their division, which I expect them to beat.
Yeah.
Is there one playoff team from this division?
Probably. I think, yeah. Somebody has to make a playoff team. Somebody has to make the playoffs in this division.
Yeah, but one or two is what I'm saying.
I think it's going to be one. I don't see them getting a wild card.
I would
not with other, in. Not with some of these other divisions. And
it's going to be one, and it's going to be the Saints. And I think they do finish at 10-6, and the Falcons probably go 9-7. And
I don't know. I want to stay strong with my prediction about the Falcons making the playoffs, but like Dallas, and I still think Philadelphia is making the playoffs. But Dallas
is
looking
got
good.
Two legitimate contenders for playoffs, some
and that's
have
what, like,
three.
Like the Seahawks are 2-0, and they have. Yeah. Are one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I think the 49. Okay, well, we'll talk about those. All right.
Let's just quickly run through the rest of the games because most of these were boring games that don't matter. The Packers go to 2-0. They win the home opener against the Vikings.
Kirk Cousins is ass.
Yes, he is. This Packers defense is legit. This is a real defense.
Dude, it's crazy.
Like real
it's impressive.
I like the Packers. I like how they're playing, and I think they're a really good team right now.
When I said the Packers are going to have a top 10 defense, I was laughed at.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's take into account the two quarterbacks they faced so far. Before we go into any decisions on them being a top 10 defense.
This wasn't just Kirk Cousins not completing checkdowns. This dude played like trash because he was made to play like trash. Not his usual trash.
We can all agree that Kirk Cousins cannot carry a team to a win.
Well, he
no, but Dalvin Cook
prevented.
Is good.
Dalvin Cook can literally carry them to a win, and he did.
Dalvin Cook's like point out. He did. He had 20 carries for 154 yards. You take away his biggest carry, he got 75 yards rushing. But you can't really take away a rush. That's unfair.
I mean, you look at this game. The Packers went up 21-0 super fast.
Yeah,
and then the Vikings kind of settled into the game. In terms of their defense.
My issue with the Packers this game, the second quarter hit, and they just went into, like, shoot clock mode, and they only ran the ball. I didn't really – I didn't like the game plan.
It's nice to see Aaron Jones play well.
Free Aaron Jones, man. Free Aaron Jones.
You
love to see it.
I think, I mean, for the Vikings, I think this is a scary loss considering you can't count on Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
So, and that,
and that's you pay him $80 million.
Yeah, I mean, Kirk Cousins, this game went to garbage time, start of the fourth quarter. There was a time Kirk Cousins was 6 of 21 at one point.
It was bad. And he had that terrible interception where he just threw the ball up in the air on that first and goal.
Kevin Keene made a great play on the ball, though.
But it was a terrible throw. He just threw it up.
Well, you could argue every interception is a mistake by the quarterback.
Okay.
You could argue that Kirk Cousins himself is a mistake. Maybe his parents had, like,
a terrible decision.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe there's a difference between that's what makes him bad. He doesn't make good decisions.
Yeah, and that's my point. Like, the Vikings, like, if they score a touchdown that drive, they take the lead, and the game might be completely different.
Two more interceptions. Green Bay leads the lead in takeaways through 2 weeks.
Listen, also, I like the Packers, but let's hold off on their defense until they play a respectable offense.
Okay. Just wait till November when this offense gets going. Good. They looked a hell of a lot better this week than last week.
Yeah.
Let's see. They scored 3 touchdowns.
Listen, they looked great in the first, 20 minutes of the game, but then after that, they did nothing. So,
well, yeah, because they went into the whole just burn the clock.
But that is a concern, though, considering they didn't score any points for a fat chunk of the game.
Well, the also part of it, they had 2 turnover on downs in the second half on the other side of the field.
Hey, that's still
also part of it, yeah.
That's still not executing an offense. Like I said, though, I do like the Packers, though, and I think the NFL is more exciting when the Packers are good.
Their schedule, the back end of their schedule is decently easy. They get the Broncos at home next. That's a game. Well, what's going on? I don't want to jinx anything. The San Francisco 49ers just 41-17 against the Bengals.
Jimmy G, 297, 3 touchdowns and 1 pick. 1 horrible pick, my gosh. But
are we moving on?
This was nothing of note. The 49ers are 2-0. 2 games away from home already. That's good for them.
The Bengals, it's a good start.
Andy Dalton's got to go.
I don't know if the 49ers are actually good yet. I don't trust Jimmy G.
No, I don't. I trust Kyle Shanahan, though.
Yeah.
Joe Mixon sucks.
Yeah, I didn't draft him in fantasy for a reason. Yeah. So.
Well, I don't trust that offensive line.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think there's really anything more we need to say about that game.
Yeah, Chargers, Lions. The Lions get the win at home 13-10.
There goes, hey, y'all didn't give me shit, but there goes my undefeated prediction.
Yeah, good job.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I forgot about that. Johan, you lasted literally 1 game, barely.
I mean, the Chargers do not look good, they look terrible.
Didn't they have, 2 touchdowns called back?
That's 2 touchdowns. They scored 10 points against the Lions.
Yeah. No, I was just asking. They didn't have 2 touchdowns
called back.
It doesn't matter.
Really,
the Vikings had 2 touchdowns called back. It doesn't matter.
But Kerryon Johnson looking shifty.
How long do you think it takes for the Chargers caves and Melvin Gordon? Or do they not?
I don't think they do. Cause it's not, I don't think they do. The problem. The problem is,
well,
they don't really have a receiver outside of Keenan Allen.
I mean, you lose Melvin Gordon, that does impact the offense, though, even though Eckler's not doing bad. But Melvin Gordon, when you can have both of them at the same time.
The whole issue is, where are you going to go? You can't just give the ball to Austin Eckler every single down. Honestly, I think Keenan Allen had 17 targets this game.
Keenan Allen, it's not showing how many targets he had. 15.
Yeah, 15 targets. Does anyone here know who the number 2 receiver is?
Mike Williams. Mike Williams had 3 receptions. Eckler. It's Austin Eckler had 6 targets. He's second most.
Is Hunter Henry hurt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tibia fracture.
Yeah, that's not good for them.
Or some fracture in his foot. I don't know.
This game is a messy game all around. It is still a little too early to call off the Chargers. I do think they should be a little worried, but they're still 1-1, so a road loss isn't the worst thing ever.
The Lions remain members of the undefeated club.
I'm
disgusted.
Are the Lions any good?
Oh hell,
no. I feel like I should. I'm not trusting them.
When the Lions have to play divisional games, they're gonna get beat. They're gonna get beat down.
I mean, you could argue
in the NFC North is ridiculous.
if the Lions didn't choke against the Cardinals, they would be 2-0 right now.
Yeah. But they did. But they did choke. They choked to some dude who looks like a midget out in the field.
Kyler Murray's 5'9". How are you going to lose to him?
The Lions haven't hosted a playoff game since, like, the 1980s.
And it's going to stay like that.
Did they not host that? No, they didn't. Yo, they I was about to say, didn't they host the state? Yeah, they... Oh, right. I forgot that they played Dallas.
I'm pretty sure they haven't won a playoff game since the 1980s, too. So, good.
Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson.
Good
job. Pathetic.
Again, move on to another boring AFC South matchup. The Colts beat the Titans 19-17.
Dude, the Colts just own the Titans. I don't know the specific numbers on it, but I know the Titans cannot beat the Colts.
They can't.
You go to the Titans Wikipedia page, and it literally says they're owned by the Colts. Then I think that's all that needs to be said. It's just not
Adam and Terry washed.
Yeah, Adam and Terry.
Yeah, maybe.
I want to see what their – I'm pretty sure I can find what their last four matchups have been. Oh, no, they usually show that.
The AFC South to me is just so uninteresting outside of the Texans.
Like, every time, the AFC South teams play each other, it's a shit show.
Jacoby Brissett, 146 and 3 touchdowns.
I mean, okay,
my gosh.
I don't want to completely discount the Colts, but I think the Texans have that
division
pretty locked down. Even though they played in a tough game.
Just keep Deshaun Watson upright.
Okay, man. Nick, go ahead and bring in the score of the
I got to find the Deshaun Watson stat that somebody brought.
The Jaguars just talk about the lose 12-13 to the Texans.
So this game did come.
Last minute 2-point conversion. Yep. Our God,
Gardner Minshew. Oh, man.
He almost did it, guys. 23 of 33, 213 and a touchdown.
The Jags are they're not anything serious, especially with Jalen Ramsey potentially being traded. Might go to the Chiefs. That's still a rumor.
Maybe.
Yo, if they get a shutdown.
Oh, go.
That's my interim team right there, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, wow.
I get a headache talking about the AFC South. So let's move on from this.
Yeah,
let's talk
Texans
about
pretty much have the division on lock.
Yeah, let's talk about a real...
Even though they lost?
Quiet you.
Okay, yeah. Even... Wait, no, the Texans.
Texans,
my bad. I'm sorry, my bad. I read the score wrong. I swear they lost.
Let's move on to a high-quality, extremely competitive game. Interdivision rivals.
Oh, gosh.
The Patriots and the Dolphins. 43-9.
You know, can I say something?
The Dolphins have given up 102 points in 2 games.
Can I say something? So the last week, all I heard is my New England's 1-5 in their last 6 trips to Miami. I'm like, that's a true stat.
They're 2-5 now.
They're 2-5 now. Like, for some reason, going down to Miami, we suck. And I'm like, 19-point favorites. I don't like that. That's a high line that nobody should. I would take the under.
The Patriots.
Boy, am I a dumbass.
The Patriots have had the easiest division in football for 2 decades. That's not disputable.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's on them.
Of course it's not on them.
Let's be conservatives here. Like, there are 2 teams in the league who you can say their season is done. And they are both in the Patriots division, and the Patriots have to play them 4 times.
I just want to know how it is that both are so – like, I get it. The Patriots are in your division, but, like, come on, man. Like, you still have the Dolphins and the Bills and the Jets, right? Like, one of those teams should be able – like, over the last 20 years, like, somebody could have been
Since Tom Brady was drafted, how many times has a non-Patriots AFC East team – made the playoffs?
What?
I can think of 2.
I can remember the Dolphins.
The Dolphins twice.
The Dolphins won the division that 2008 season.
Oh, Jesus.
That
fuck,
Brady
that
was out.
They won, like, the Dolphins were.
The Jets made the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
The Bills made it
once. A couple years ago. And the Dolphins made it in 2016.
The Dolphins made it, yeah, where they lost to the Steelers.
They got bumped.
Nick, do you have the number?
I don't. I think
you did.
I think this is overvaluing the division a little bit based on what we're saying, because none of the teams that made it to the playoffs I don't know if that stat's true, but they weren't legitimate contenders.
Nathan Peterman got the 4th down play. Y'all remember that?
The Jets.
Shut up.
The Jets might have been, because they
The Jets,
pretty sure they made it to the AFC Championship.
Yeah,
the Sanchez.
But just five times has another team in that division made the playoffs.
And now you look at the Patriots with Antonio Brown, who had a pretty good debut.
We're moving on. I don't. Fuck the Patriots, man.
It's Golden State right there.
Don't forget that Minka Fitzpatrick is leaving.
Yeah, he's 2020 first rounder to the Steelers.
All right.
Jesus, man.
We should.
The fire sale continues. I just have one question.
Nick, do you hope your boy Xavier Howard leaves?
I hope he does, dude. Come to Green Bay. We welcome you with open arms. Lockdown corner. I have one question. What is more likely for the Dolphins this year? 0-16 or 1-15? Your bet money.
No, you got to go full tank if you're going like this, man. No,
you're betting money. What is more likely? 0-16 or 1-15? Are they going to win a game this year?
Yes, they'll beat the Jets once.
That's the only...
No. Hold up, guys.
This stems from a conversation I had with my coworker today. The only game I think they can win is their
you
want to
know the worst game?
No. But the Jets.
Hold up. When they play the Jets.
But the Jets. That should be a Thursday night football game.
I would watch that.
But the Jets. That's in seven weeks. Mono's probably going to be done. Darnold will be back from his kissing disease.
No, it'll be longer. I bet it'll be longer.
Yo, Mono, I forgot that disease existed.
The only hope the Dolphins have at a one-win season is the home against the Jets. Because they're not beating the Bills.
Nah. By then, Darnold's back. I'm taking the Jets.
I would, too. There's no way in hell they're going to be favored to win any game this year. But, you know, the Dolphins, I like the tank.
Wait, there's the Giants on the schedule, too.
The Meadowlands?
If Daniel
they play
Jones.
Two straight games in the Meadowlands.
Nah, man, Saquon's gonna abuse that team.
If Daniel Jones loses to the Dolphins, you have to cut him. You have to cut him, right?
Okay. They also have the Redskins.
Nah, the Redskins are too.
The Redskins are a lot better.
Tickets are going for $18 to that game.
Can we go to a Dolphins game? Can we make a fifth quarter podcast trip to Miami? And it's gonna we should do a live commentary of the game.
My goodness.
Just go down there one weekend. Let's plan it out. Let's go see
Ryan
them play.
Patrick is throwing another pick.
Let's go watch them play the Jets. We have to.
I would take a trip to the Meadowlands if it wasn't in December. Oh my gosh.
We've had enough on this team. The Bills and the Giants.
Wait, no. Can we please go to Foxborough December 29th and watch them play there?
No, that's going to be like the biggest line in NFL, like the biggest point spread in NFL history right there.
Boston, yo, what if the Chiefs play the Dolphins, guys?
Oh, stop.
Oh, my God. Patrick Mahomes would. Yo, y'all want to see a Big 12 game?
Dude, that's like freaking Oklahoma versus Kansas right there.
I've got a question.
Nice.
Who is the best team in college football right now, roster wise?
I
mean, I'm gonna be biased. I really like Georgia's roster. They have an NFL size.
Let's go ahead and say.
You guys are probably gonna say Clemson though. So
I'd probably go Clemson.
If you take all college football players, you assemble the best team possible.
No, are we doing this?
They play Miami at a neutral site. What's gonna happen?
I think the line is. I put the Dolphins at like 20.
And I know people were saying like the 0-16 Browns against Alabama. Of course, the Browns would win that. But this is that Browns team is better than this Dolphins team.
And dude, I'm still taking an NFL team.
The Dolphins, but if the Dolphins lost that game, would you be shocked?
Yes.
I would be.
I would be
fully
shocked.
If fully developed men should not be losing.
I
still want to see. Oh my God. How can there please be somebody that just bribes Roger Goodell to change some game? We don't care. We don't want to see Bengals Dolphins. Give us Chiefs Dolphins. Please. Please. I want to see that game so badly now. I want to see the Chiefs play the Dolphins.
The Dolphins have suffered enough, man. My dad doesn't like football anymore.
You got to kill yourself after that game, right?
Hey, yeah, like, I'm sitting here being depressed as a Panthers fan, but just, like, seeing the Dolphins, at least, like, you know, the Panthers are somewhat set up for success in the future. The Dolphins are just fucked, man.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? So, like, Josh Rosen, 7 for 18. Ryan Fitzpatrick threw 3 picks, and some of those picks were really funny because they're, like, two of them were, what, two were, like, doinks, weren't they? Two hit the receiver.
The double doink?
You're asking me if I watched this game.
No, I'm not asking.
Okay, I actually did watch some of this game.
Why?
I had Antonio Brown. I wanted to see what he would do.
So you watched maybe the first two drives?
I watched the first half.
Listen, man. The
first half was only 13-0, so you know.
We've insulted the Dolphins enough. I'm sorry, Dad.
They deserve all the insult.
The Bills beat the Giants in the Meadowlands.
Undefeated
28-14. Undefeated Bills. Josh Allen.
You gotta watch out, Johan. They're coming at your Patriots.
I told y'all that the Bills, I'll even tell y'all right now, the Bills are gonna get their, they're gonna win their game at home. Last year they gave us trouble when we played at New Era. I could see that happening again. Their defense is very, very good.
Okay,
like I said last year and was made fun of last year because their offense was inept.
Oh, my. Sorry. The Bills' schedule, man. They could do things.
They could?
They could do things. They play the Bengals next, so there's a very good chance they're 3-0 playing the Patriots.
You know, it's really weird that, like, so all year we hear John Mara say, like, oh, I don't want Daniel Jones I hope he doesn't play a snap. And, like, two games in, they're already done with Eli, bro.
I'm a little – okay, so what do you think Eli does now?
I think he saves the job.
Part of me thinks that –
there are a lot of dumb front offices in the league. I could work for a few franchises. There ain't a damn way there's a franchise dumb enough to trade for Eli Manning.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
No.
Yes.
They
have Gardner Minshew. You can't get rid of Minshew.
Not even jokes or anything. After this past weekend, I'd rather play Gardner Minshew QB than Eli Manning.
I'm not saying you're wrong. But you said it's this dumb enough. And any front office that believes in Blake Bortles as a starter is dumb.
Listen, okay, they were bad after his good season. But this dude was a Pro Bowler. All right? There's a reason. You stick with a quarterback if he's a Pro Bowler. The issue was he just reverted to being a fucking pumpkin.
A pumpkin?
I mean, they went from.
I mean, I guess.
What were they?
Okay.
He was a Pro Bowler.
I thought a few years ago maybe John Elway would try to go get the other Manning brother and see if he could turn him into a Super Bowl winner too behind that defense. And one quarterback has won two Super Bowls. The other one has won one. Joe Flacco is it. What do you lose from having Eli Manning? It's the same trash quarterback.
Right, well,
one's a two-time Super Bowl winner.
Joe Flacco's better than Eli Manning.
He is. Right now,
yeah,
it's not by much. But hey, no, Johan, the Broncos aren't going to play Joe Flacco the whole year. I bet you Drew Lock starts a game this year.
Is Chad Kelly still there?
I hope to God not. I hope he's not anywhere.
Eli Manning has 2 picks, 2 TDs, and 62.9 completion rating.
Higher completion rate than Cam Newton.
Not saying.
Ooh.
All right, let's move on. The Seahawks. This was actually kind of a good game. 28-26 over the Steelers. Steelers dropped to 0-2, losing their home opener.
And losing their quarterback.
Yeah, and Ben Roethlisberger, elbow injury. What season-ending injury deserved. Mason Rudolph is now the future.
I'm surprised this game wasn't in prime time of any sort. This seemed like a really good matchup. Maybe, like, don't have the Browns-Jets on Monday night or the Falcons-Eagles on Sunday night.
How much do they pay for Monday night?
Too much money because they don't have any good matchups.
I think it's $2 billion.
No, that's the NBA. That's their contract.
No, okay. They pay for Monday night in like the rights to show like NFL highlights. They pay almost like $2 billion for both of that. So.
Oh, I thought that's how much they paid the NBA. That's my bad then.
But yeah, ESPN pays a lot of money for that. But yeah, I mean, in terms of this game, though, Steelers are done.
I honestly think they're done. We all have a common friend who doesn't like us saying teams are done after the first year.
Hi, Ken.
After the second week, but nah, the Steelers are done. For all intents and purposes, their season has now ended.
Yeah, and
for what it's worth, the Steelers look kind of did more on offense without Penn.
The only information I can on average, ESPN pays the NFL $2 billion a year for broadcasting rights.
16 trash games.
They're not even getting good games, man.
That Saints Texans game was as good as it was going to get.
The Dolphins are on Monday Night Football, man.
Can we talk about how when Fox got the whole Thursday night package, they immediately got better games than what ESPN did.
Also, Monday Night Football, get Booger McFarland out of this goddamn broadcasting booth. Please.
Man, he's just a placeholder till Greg Olson decides to retire.
Dude, I swear to God.
Lou Riddick.
Anybody.
Jason Witten's
better. Dude, Booger McFarland.
No, he's not.
First off, Booger McFarland's an idiot. This dude doesn't know what he's talking about.
Didn't he say that Nick Chubb was the most important player on the Browns, and then like two plays later, or no, it was on the Odell.
You can see the ability of Baker Mayfield delivering that ball to a wide Odell 3 yards.
Hey, we have to respect Booger McFarland though for the Kelvin Benjamin comment though.
I mean,
the one Popeye's biscuit away.
Get this dude's arthritic ass out of here. You seen his fingers?
All right. That's not fair. That's uncalled for.
No, it's not. Get this dude out of the booth.
Okay, but.
Get off the
back on topic. Is there anything else we care about with this?
No.
Let's move on. America's team victorious again. All hail Dakota Prescott. 31-21 over the
Racists. All hail Kellen Moore.
Shut up. Kellen Moore's an idiot. Okay, maybe not, but either
back. He's their own. What?
He's a bad quarterback.
Hey, Boise State fans would have you know that he was very good.
I can't stand Boise State.
But nah, he's a great. He's been doing pretty good as an OC so far. Not
the
that
worst
the
quarterback,
amazing,
the best
but...
coaches. Who'd have thought?
So you're telling me Nathan Peterman's about to be the GOAT coach?
Hey, somebody get Blake Bortles a clipboard right now. Blake Bortles.
Hey, he's learning from Sean McVay right now. So
the next great offensive mind.
Next great offensive mind.
Dallas loses
good something apparently.
Michael Gallup potentially. So that's
not
good.
Michael Gallup out 2 to 4 weeks, had a minor surgery to repair a torn.
But
it was a meniscus.
I don't remember.
It was a meniscus or an MCL, one of the two.
So
yeah, his meniscus.
Is Dak Prescott good? Is he
No? Dak Prescott's about what he's been the last 4 years. He just has a really good scheme.
I mean, I think that it helps that his offense is a lot more open.
Dak Prescott is a mixed Matt Ryan. He's just an average quarterback with a great scheme and great talent.
I'm still in the same exact position.
Could you say? Well, okay, no, never mind. I won't say that.
Matt Ryan's got the receivers to help him. He's got the running backs to help him.
He's got
the offensive line to help him. Dak Prescott just gets those, but better.
Hold up, Amari Cooper just realized he was good like as soon as he got to the Cowboys.
Damn, it's
last
almost
year.
Like players don't play well in the Raiders.
That's a fair point.
Josh Jacobs ran pretty well. We'll talk about.
Yeah, you know who else was good? Josh Gordon got the Browns.
That is true.
But he was good on the Browns. He was just never.
I think for me, it's encouraging just seeing that he's slinging that thing. 26 for 30.
Yeah, I mean,
no, is it Dak Prescott is. He is playing well. It's not
Dak Prescott. He's playing well because they're playing to his strengths.
Would you rather have Dak Prescott or Matt
Ryan?
Dak
Prescott.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, just think about that. Dak Prescott and Matt Ryan throw on the same exact level. Dak Prescott can run.
I mean, I don't.
You ain't
necessarily
never
disagree
Matt Ryan
with you.
Pull up with a read option.
That's true.
If he does, I hope he gets his ass lit up.
Run with the read option.
That'd be funny to see.
Matt runs like a giraffe. All
right, we should move on for this game. All right, Cowboys are looking good.
Yeah, Arizona Cardinals somehow kept it close with the Ravens. I don't know what happened. I didn't watch this game.
Kyler Murray, 349 yards passing.
No touchdowns. Good to see Nichols on the same page.
Lamar Jackson, 120 rushing yards. Pretty good for a wide receiver.
Lamar Jackson,
he plays every position, bud.
Oh, you're right.
I believe Lamar Jackson was the first quarterback in NFL history to get 250-plus passing yards.
And 200-plus rushing yards in a game.
Second?
Are you sure?
I thought it was first. Cap did it against Green Bay a few years ago.
Oh.
Stop.
I'm having flashbacks.
Was yours 200 or 250 for the passing yards?
I'm pretty sure Cap did it with 250. Are you looking – you're thinking about the ESPN stat, right?
Bro, I saw that today.
Okay.
It was like
the first. I want to go look up that Cap Green Bay stat line. I remember that game, bro. Ooh, I felt bad for Packers fans.
But that was like one of those weird like Cam Newton stat like NFL records that you always see. It kind of related to that.
Well, Joe Hunt looked up that stat. This game was, man, the predictable team won.
Okay, while Joe Hunt looks up that, are the Ravens, do you think they have a chance at winning the Super Bowl?
Yes. Okay, Kaepernick, 263 yards, throwing 181 yard rushing that game.
Okay, well, he's not in the NFL anymore. So, the Ravens.
Yeah, but second time in history. Just got to make sure you got that right.
Do you think they have a chance at winning the Super Bowl?
I think they're winning that division. Not the Super Bowl, but I think they're winning that division.
Do you think they have a chance, though?
He'll have to go play in Foxborough, and Bill Belichick will hold Lamar Jackson to, like, 1 yard rushing and 81 yards passing.
Bro, I saw the Patriots abuse the Chargers, and the Chargers had abused Lamar Jackson the week before.
Yeah.
Could this be the 1 year where the top of the AFC is better than the top of the NFC?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Especially with Drew Brees going down, it could be a very real possibility.
The NFC's been murdered with injuries.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know, man. Baltimore. I really liked them going in because I thought that their defense was good and I thought Lamar Jackson would improve.
Do they still have the number one scoring defense in the NFL?
I can look that up right now, but they probably do not.
I actually believe it's the Packers. They've only allowed 19.
No, it's the Patriots. They've only allowed.
Hey, the Patriots. Okay. I mean, the Patriots have allowed what? 3 points in total. But no, the Baltimore Ravens are fourth with 13.5.
Okay, that's still pretty good. It's still too early to really for that set.
Okay, so Johan, Baltimore has had the.
2 seconds.
I don't know.
I'll do it myself.
Nick wants it to be the Bears or the Packers desperately.
I could look it up, it'd take me a second. But I was gonna say that it's encouraging to see Lamar Jackson. I mean, he's had two cupcake defenses to go against, but there's nothing wrong with that. Seeing as it's early in the season, it'll help them go, and it's helped them find weapons in Mark Andrews and Hollywood Brown. I mean, Hollywood Brown had 8 catches and 86 yards, and, you know, it's pretty good.
9.5 points per game.
That must make you really happy. Nick. Oh,
there has not been a year this decade where the Green Bay Packers have had a top 10 defense in any metric.
Nick, it's the first two games and you played the Bears and the Vikings.
My team's undefeated. Your team's in the gutter. Don't talk to me.
Yeah, my team's allowing 1.5 points a game.
Shut up.
Bro.
Listen, man. Don't make me say something.
1.5 points a game.
All right. Well,
I hope Tom Brady. Right,
we need to move on.
Yeah, we need to move on because it is 60 minutes.
I hope Tom Brady chokes on his kale smoothie. The Chiefs. They beat the Raiders.
Kale smoothie? How do you choke on a smoothie?
I don't know. Because you're a bitch. Maybe there's
too big of chunks in it. You didn't blend it right.
Well, I mean, Tom Brady's probably used to swallowing, so.
All right, let's
also kissing little kids.
Interesting games. So yeah. Just go ahead and do the run through.
The Chiefs are already a pedophile. The Raiders still suck. The Chiefs are really good. Mitch Trubisky. The Bears get an undeserved win, 16-4.
They kick a last second field goal. They have a kicker.
The Bears didn't deserve to win that game.
27 and 100.
The referee screwed over the Broncos. Yards. The Bears didn't deserve to win.
Yo, that roughing the passer call was trash.
The Bears got a timeout, even though they called it after the game expired. I just like to point that out. There were 0 seconds on the clock when they called their timeout. The Saints, as we said, they lost Drew Brees to injury. They dropped 9-27 against the Rams. And the Rams, home opener, and then the Monday night shit show, the Falcons and the Eagles. Blech.
Sunday night. No, Monday night was also a shit show.
Oh, yeah, that was Sunday night shit. All the shit just blends together into a big shit storm. The Browns and the Jets, Monday night, guys. What a game.
Baker Mayfield, 25 yards, and we still don't know how good he is.
I don't trust the Browns. I don't trust the Browns.
You know, if they can find, if they can get it together, I think they'll be good. Miles but Garrett at this current point, I don't
analyze trust every quarterback he hits.
Yo, I'm just gonna say this. I don't know if I trust Baker, but in Odell, I trust. So,
didn't you wear like a $2 million watch, or is it $1 million or something? Yeah. I know it was more expensive.
$1 million Richard Mille diamond encrusted watch. Only ten.
Yo,
million.
And then Trevor Siemian, 3 for 6 with 3 yards. The Jets were what, -13 passing yards at one point. Adam Gase is a quarterback whisperer. If you think about it, man,
I'm pretty sure Adam Gase is the emergency quarterback.
Adam Gase was is considered a quarterback whisperer, and the only reason is because he had what, Peyton Manning. He was blessed with Peyton Manning. Other than that, Ryan Tannehill's a backup. Matt Moore is, I don't know where he's in the league. He hasn't really done anything.
I think that's the answer.
So, and Le'Veon Bell, poor Le'Veon Bell, 31 touches, man. That man's gonna die on the field.
Yep. All right. Players of the week, everybody.
So, I guess I'll just go ahead. Is this Johan? Is there a sponsor that we need to know about for this segment?
I mean, Phil Swift hasn't been returning my calls. So.
Oh man, getting denied.
So we'll just go with
we'll just jump straight into it.
Shout out to Jimmy Jones.
We don't support animal or elephant killers.
Yeah, so. you're probably the same pussy that boycotts Home Depot because Ron is a Republican. Shout out to the very very attractive Jimmy Jones worker.
Oh my god. Hey, aren't you a Lowe's employee? Shouldn't you be supporting boycotts? Were a former Lowe's employee.
Yep.
So, do you support?
Don't ask me.
Listen, shout out Craftsman Tools, right?
Personal matters affect my professional.
What is it? Shout out Craftsman Tools? Is that what you say? Yep. All right, Lowe's Hayden, go ahead.
All right, I'm just going to go ahead and get the obvious one out of the way. I think Patrick Mahomes is definitely the clear winner for this week. In the first half alone, he threw for 313 yards and 4 touchdowns. I get it's the Raiders, but like against an NFL team, that's pretty impressive. He ended up finishing with 4 touchdowns though and 443 yards. But you know, with Drew Brees going down, Drew Brees was my MVP, but now Patrick Mahomes seems to almost be a sure thing for MVP. Maybe Lamar Jackson will have something to say about that, but
Nick,
I like Mahomes.
I didn't want to go consensus pick, so Julio Jones, because he, I guess, won the game for the Falcons. 2 touchdowns on 5 catches. That's a pretty good ratio. 106 yards. He had the game-winning 55-yard touchdown run or reception.
An insane play, by the way, even though I hate the Falcons. Yeah. But that was a really cool play.
Hooray, the Falcons.
All right, and my player is Lamar Jackson, 2 passing touchdowns. 272 yards, you know, passing well. And then 120 yards on the ground. I mean, looking like Michael Vick from Madden 04 out here.
So, I kind of mentioned it earlier, but do you think Lamar Jackson is probably in second place for early MVP odds?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
I have to say so, too. I don't think he keeps it up, though. That's why I kind of still have Mahomes.
No, because they're because the defenses they faced have been pretty favorable.
Yeah, exactly.
But if he continues doing it, I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be cool to see. I have nothing against the Ravens or Lamar Jackson, so I'd be down to see them be pretty successful this year.
All right, Hayden, it's time for Hayden's B list.
We call it the triple A list, by the way.
Why? So,
because you can't get any better power rankings than this.
Triple A. I don't get why, but I'm gonna let you go with it.
Hey, just let me do my thing, okay?
Yeah, well.
So, okay, we'll go ahead and start at number 5. We mentioned them earlier. Nick's favorite team, the Green Bay Packers.
Wow,
I
didn't think they'd make it. Look how far we've come, boys.
They did make it. They haven't played anyone good on. They haven't really played any great offenses, but I do like how the Packers defense is playing. And, you know, with Aaron Rodgers and that offense, you know, it's tough to leave them out of this list with them being 2-0. And you could argue they're the favorite to win the division at this point.
Mitch Trubisky. So, I'll shout out to Mitch Trubisky for 100 total passing yards, guys. Good job. He didn't have any picks this time.
So, moving on to number four, fucking the Dallas Cowboys. We don't talk about the Bears in this list because they didn't make it. But the Dallas
Cowboys team.
Number four, the Dallas Cowboys. I love how Dak is playing. They're super talented on both sides of the football. They're a really well-rounded team. And they definitely have a chance at making the Super Bowl, which would be pretty bad for all the sports talk shows that we have to deal with. The Cowboys are...
Stephen A. Smith would be our last line of defense.
That'd be fun to see, though. That would
Stephen
that would
A. Smith
one.
Back into a corner. Mike Irvin's sweaty ass.
But yeah, that'd be awesome to see. Number three, I have the Rams. They pretty much got a free win against the Saints with Drew Brees going out. But the Rams, like the Cowboys, are good on both sides of the football. Hopefully Todd Gurley will get healthy as the season goes on, because that only will make them better. But I think the Rams right now are probably still the favorites in the NFC to make it to the Super Bowl. Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs. They were in the number two spot last weekend, and you could argue they have the best player in football in Patrick Mahomes. It's going to be fun to see them play the rest of the season. I'm excited to see Patrick Mahomes play. And, if they get Jalen Ramsey in that trade, which could happen, that would be insane to their defense. And number one, Johan's favorite team. You hate to see it.
Yeah.
You hate to see it.
What was the name of that salon that, or that massage place, Robert Kraft? I don't know why it's been on
Jones
my mind.
Barbecue,
I forgot the name
of it.
No, it's Orchids of China, right?
Don't fucking ask me.
Yeah,
I don't research where Robert Kraft's dick sucked.
I would like to know where you were going with that, though, Johan.
No, I just randomly today, I was like, where did Robert Kraft go get his happy endings at? I don't know why. Just a random thought I had.
Patriots are now Golden State of the NFL.
And... No days off.
I liked Golden State until they got Kevin Durant. I guess I liked them again since
no
KD's not on Golden
days
State.
Off.
But the team that was replaced on this list by the Packers was obviously the Saints because the Saints lost Drew Brees. So to recap, Packers at 5, Cowboys at 4, Rams at 3, Chiefs at 2, and sadly, the Patriots is the number one team, even though we all hate to see it. Fuck you, Johan. Fuck off.
Which Super Bowl celebration was this? I forgot, man. We've had three in the last 5 years. Oh, man, I can't remember which one.
We're now going to go through the history of the shadiness of this organization.
Oh, yeah, Spygate. Murderers. Yo, that tweet that I don't know
Shout
if y'all saw it. Nick, you
tweet.
Did. You
oh,
did.
God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
yes.
so it was like sports fans are weird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sports fans are the weirdest breed. And we are. Sports we're weird, bro. I gotta find some of the tweets. It was cool. Favorite tweets in that tweet was like it's like oh my god, I have to find it.
And
if I
a murderer, but damn, he's walking real nice though.
Yeah.
Bro, how do people find these things?
Like, yeah, that was such a good tweet, man.
Oh my gosh.
I remember he played running back when he played that Tim Tebow Broncos team in the playoffs. I forgot about that.
Speaking of Tim Tebow, this man has some trash takes about the NCAA.
No, well, Tim Tebow's been trash, but like, Tim Tebow literally. He played decent. He played well at college football. Got to the NFL and managed to survive off of that. Like, he survived off of some things, but I'm not going to talk about it because they're very off the field topics that I'm not going to get into.
Just remember, friends, Tim Tebow hates gay people,
and so does Chick-fil-A.
So
and so does Chris Pratt.
Oh my god, where's that damn tweet, bro?
I thought I liked it, but I guess I didn't because I tried to find it in my life.
I gotta find it. It was like it was at 3 a.m. that I was looking at all these tweets.
That's the best time.
There's such a good tweet. Yeah, so it was like you gotta be a fucking idiot to be a sports fan. And Oh my god, there's just so many good tweets that that I saw after that.
Wait a second, I have a random question.
Go ahead.
Did the Champions League start today? Because I see ESPN.
It did. Yes.
It did Chelsea lose?
Unfortunately, off of BS call. But...
Was it okay? I'm disappointed. I missed the games because I totally could have watched.
You did miss much.
The good did they show the Chelsea game? Was that
no,
the game?
No, it was Napoli Liverpool. Shout out Napoli. They beat the racist 2-0.
Oh wow!
Yo, wait, what? Do you see the Is it Cagliari? I don't know the name.
Cagliari.
Thank you. Do you see that they didn't get punished? I think, bro. Russia.
Italy and Russia, man. Shit show. That place is terrible.
Italy and Russia just compete every.
Continue to want to play there.
All right, well, you know, I didn't mean for this to be a whole soccer discussion. Really? I think we should.
Hey, if you want to watch good soccer, PSG and Real Madrid play tomorrow.
I found the tweet. Right, it's like, didn't that guy beat a rape charge? Quote, yes. And the other guy killed somebody drug driving? Yes. And the other one abused his wife constantly? Yes. They play for the team closest in proximity to where I was born. Ah, okay. And another tweet I saw was like, how many yards did his wife have last year? And I'm like, yo, sports fans, we're wild. Because it was known. Like, Urban Meyer knew Aaron Hernandez was a bad kid. But you know what? Them natties were nice.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Hey, Jerry Sandusky got away with shit, but, hey, Penn State was out here doing it. They were doing the damn thing every year.
Oh,
wait,
did he really get away with it?
No.
He got away with it for the longest.
Eventually, he didn't.
Think about it, bro. I looked at Joe Pa like an innocent old man. I'm like, oh, look at him. He's so cute. And then it turns out the dude was letting kids get diddled for years.
Diddled?
Oh,
he said it again.
Oh, God. This man did nothing. Guys. He died. He didn't even get accused. His old heart gave out. He's like, I can fight this or I can die.
What is going on?
He did the Padme from episode 3. We need to move on. Y'all remember he lost. Stop. Oh, that man just lost the will.
Oh, Johan's into it. There's no stopping him.
There's no. They took down his statue and everything. They removed it.
Why are you fucking laughing?
Because he let kids get diddled. And he's a bad person for it. And Joe Pa looked like a sweet, innocent old man.
This is a random tangent.
But the funny thing is, sweet, innocent old men usually are the ones diddling kids.
Why do you keep using the word diddling?
This is a random thought. When I was a Boy Scout camp, with the pickle. When that whole thing
was
like, oh, my
God.
Oh, no.
What? Nick. We're a Boy Scout camp when that happened?
Were you bringing this up?
When that happened? Hang on. This is Disney. What's it called? We had to have a sit down with the scout leader. We were told not to go to the bathroom with our other accompaniment from other kids. There was one night when we went, and the janitor was cleaning the bathroom.
Holy shit! What the?
He left. A friend of me and Tucker's, who won't be renamed, asked the old janitor if he was friends with Jerry Sandusky.
Guys, how the hell did this conversation even happen?
Because we were talking about touching kids. Yo, we're laughing at bad things. But bro.
Dude, I literally just brought up soccer and it got to this. Oh my god.
Oh man.
I never listened to your guys' soccer podcast.
Did anybody touch kids in soccer?
Probably.
Jesus. All right.
We need to wrap this up.
Yo, I just forgot that some MLB player today got arrested for having child porn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bro.
All right.
We need to get to
the pigskin pickle. All
right. We're going to go game one.
Felipe Vasquez arrested on counts of computer pornography, solicitation of a child, and providing obscene material to minors. Hey, let's not do that.
Tennessee Titans, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wait, hold up. I would just like to say that I'm currently winning in our group.
Yeah, I forgot to say my picks last week, so I got all of them wrong.
I got 11.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
I got I got 13 this week. Or, yeah.
All right, so Tennessee Titans versus Jags. Did you guys see the Gridiron Heights episode about how they decided the Thursday night games?
No.
Okay, I won't spoil it if you guys haven't seen it, but the basic gist was they sacrificed teams to play on Thursday night.
All right, Tennessee Titans, Jacksonville Jaguars. I'll look up the line.
The Colts own the Titans, but the Titans own the Jags, so...
Jerry Sandusky owned kids.
So, do the Colts also own the Jags?
The Titans are 1.5-point favorites.
I'm going to take the Titans.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Titans.
You know, I'm going to go with the Jags just because I believe in Gardner Minshew.
No, I believe in that Titans defense.
I believe in that mustache.
Okay, wait, hold on. This game is going to be terrible. What's the over-under, Johan?
I told you, 1.5. Oh. The line is at 1.5. The over under is 39.5.
I'm taking the under, and this thing's gonna be like 6-9.
Do you remember that game when it was
Gardner
Minshew
wins a 6-9 game?
Do you remember when the Titans Jags played a 6-9 Thursday night football game?
Bro, I didn't watch that shit, but I remember that happened.
Do y'all remember? Hold up. I mean, we have to mention that the last time that these two teams faced, Derrick Henry absolutely obliterated.
Derrick Henry rushed blitz. For 300 for.
That was a Thursday night game too. Why do these teams?
Holy
play
crap!
Night?
It was. Why must the NFL subject us to this though?
Okay, I will say the Jags, I guess, were coming off an AFC championship berth.
Nobody wants
to.
Yeah,
so
but that was late season, Hayden. This was at the end of the year when, like, when Blake Bortles was already known to be garbage.
The NFL, why can't they just schedule?
Hayden, this is a Week 14 game. Derrick Henry, 17 for 238, 14 yards per carry,
four touchdowns.
He didn't even catch the ball once.
This is the thing I don't understand about the NFL. Why schedule bad primetime games?
I know.
Put the Chiefs and
because
the Ravens
they know
in the Thursday
gonna watch.
Night game. That'd be awesome.
Because they know we're going to watch.
They have us anyways.
I'm not going to watch.
Yeah. I'm going to watch. It's football, bro. I literally have given up because I just – look, man, over – in early August, all you have – actually, there's preseason. July. What do we have to watch? Do I want to watch – do I want to – do I want to MLB Reddit –
hell no.
MLB streams.
If you watch anything but the Braves, you're an idiot.
No, but okay. Do I want to get an MLB stream like the Nationals versus the Rockies, or do I want to watch just
NFL football?
Bro, Jazz and Titans is better than no football.
Yeah, it is. The NFL is the greatest sports product in the face of the earth, no question.
I don't know who wants to watch baseball.
Moving
in
on,
July.
The Atlanta Falcons are playing the Indianapolis Colts. I'm gonna take the Falcons.
Colts are 2-point favorites at home.
I really want to pick the Colts, but I won't.
I think the Falcons find a way to choke it, and I'm not even, like, trying to be mean or joke, but I literally think they blow it at the end. So I'm going to go with the Colts.
Johan? I'm going to go with – man, it's a tough one.
Just go ahead and pick the Falcons. You love them.
I don't love them.
Just pick. Yes, you do. We know you're picking the Falcons, so pick them.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Falcons at this one.
Oh, wow. All right, the Cincinnati Bengals and the Buffalo Bills.
Wait, who'd y'all take? You said
I picked the Falcons.
I said Colts.
Hayden picked the Colts.
Okay.
Cincinnati Bengals, Buffalo Bills.
Oh, I'm taking
the Bills. Go to
Bills
three
at home.
3-0.
Where's the line for that one?
Right.
Sorry, my bad.
Cowboys are on a bye week on the next week, so we can go ahead and skip that.
Bro, wait. You need
Bills 6-point favorites.
Say the line for the Cowboys game. I think it's like 21.5. 21.5. Yeah, we can just go ahead and pick the Cowboys.
I'm taking the Cowboys. Do y'all think they get 21.5?
This is their bye week. They get 2 bye weeks.
The Cowboys will win this game
by
42-10.
It's interesting. You think they're going to score on the Cowboys?
That's my bold prediction for the week. The Dolphins get 10 points.
Oh, man. The poor
goodness gracious.
The Denver Broncos are playing at the Green Bay Packers.
Packers 8-point favorites at home.
Wow, that's a lot, actually.
I thought it would be more.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, I think the Packers win this one. Their defense is
3-0,
good.
Baby. What to do,
the
baby?
The score will be 28-9 is my prediction.
Field goals. Implying you should pick up Brandon McManus in fantasy football, guys.
Yeah, sure. You should also pick up the Panthers field goal.
Ain't nobody want the Panthers kickers.
Lions, hey, Eagles.
You see, we do a lot of work, okay? Because we can't get in the end zone.
Lions, Eagles. Eagles 7-point favorites at home.
Eagles.
Yeah, I'm taking the Eagles. Although,
I do think the Lions keep this close. I think this is a close game.
It's going to be a low-scoring game.
Yeah, the Eagles have a bad secondary.
You know what, guys?
Pick the Lions.
The Lions stay undefeated.
Oof. Yeah, no, I'm taking the Eagles.
They win at the last
second
field goal.
I'm going to take the Eagles in this one, but I think it's going to be a competitive game because I think Matt Stafford will probably have one of those empty stat games.
It also just depends.
But
it depends on the injuries for the Eagles, too, and on who all comes back for that game as well. Yeah.
All right, Ravens-Chiefs. I'm pretty sure that's got to be the Romo game, right?
No, they have the – CBS is the late game, so
– Oh, yeah.
Whatever. This should be the 425 game.
All right, this should be Sunday night football.
It should be something.
Yeah,
prime time.
It probably should be.
But Ravens-Chiefs Chiefs are 7-point favorites.
I think that's a little high. This game was really close last year. It took a miracle drive for – Mahomes to win last year against the Ravens.
Yeah, but the Ravens defense isn't as good as they were last year.
But their offense
is
way better.
Yeah.
Wait, when you have a better offense, your defense always gets worse. That's how it works.
Kansas City puts up points against anybody at this point. It doesn't matter who they play.
Are we all picking
Kansas They could probably
City?
Play the 85 Bears and score on them.
Because I am.
I'm
going to pick the Ravens.
Wow.
This is hard. I really like Baltimore winning this game.
We can all agree. What you said, 7-point favorites for the Chiefs?
I think that's high.
I think that's high too.
Like the Chiefs can score on anybody, but the thing is that their defense isn't any good, or it's not. It's not good.
It's nowhere near enough to stop the Ravens.
Johan, you have 5 seconds.
I already said Ravens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so I'm in the
Baltimore
minority thinking the Chiefs. All right, interesting.
It's weird, yeah, but I could see. I think that the Chiefs are like where a good best defense is a good offense, and I don't know. I still think that the Chiefs could get beat because their defense is just so trash.
All right.
Oakland Raiders, Minnesota Vikings.
Vikings 8-point favorites.
All right. I'm picking the Raiders.
Johan, go ahead, because I'm debating.
Raiders are 5th in rushing yards allowed and 32nd in passing yards allowed. And that was my thing. I'm like, do I want Kirk Cousins throwing the ball, or can I get Dalvin Cook to run it? This defense should handle Derek Carr.
I'm picking the Vikings.
I'm taking the Vikings on this one, yeah.
New York, fuck this. All right, Patriots get a bye week too.
What is the line for this game?
Hey, let me guess before you say it.
Go ahead.
I think it's 20 and a half.
23.
So you say it's less. Oh, it's 23.
I'm going to take the Patriots in this game, and I don't know if they do that.
23
is high, man.
Guys, if.
God, man.
Because I think. What was the line for the Patriots and Dolphins game?
19.
So if the Patriots played that game at home, it had a 25-point. That's crazy. All right, yeah, Patriots. Patriots win this.
The New York
home teams get by default 3 points, right?
Yes, they get 3 points.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it would have been a 6-point differential. So that's why it would have been 24 or 25, whatever. 6 plus what you said.
Okay.
All right, the New York Giants. Who are now starting Daniel Jones at quarterback, play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay goes to 2-1.
Yep. Yeah, I'll take Tampa Bay.
God knows I ain't picking the Giants to win anything.
Tampa Bay is 6.5-point favorites.
All right. Carolina Panthers, Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, yeah, I'm interested to see the line.
So the Panthers are 3-point favorites.
We're still favorites. Wow.
Hold up. I guess Cam.
That line must be assuming Cam Newton.
Yeah,
Cam
Newton hasn't been ruled out.
I mean, if Cam plays in this game, they should win.
No, I doubt he's playing. I bet he's not playing.
He shouldn't play.
And the thing is that the Cardinals' defense isn't good.
Christian McCaffrey's going to have a field day.
Oh, yeah.
But Kyler, the Panthers' defense is good enough to keep the Panthers in this game.
I'm picking the Cardinals under the assumption Cam Newton's out.
Dude, this Cardinals defense is atrocious.
Yeah, Chandler Jones need to ask for a trade.
I just have to. I'm thinking, like, if I put like $100 on this game, which team I would bet on?
Why would you put $100 on this game?
But like, yeah. No, but I wouldn't. But like, that's the mindset. Like, if I was forced to bet $100 on one of these teams, who would I pick? Jordan, have you picked yet?
No, I'm still struggling. I don't know who I want.
Okay, I'm gonna assume Cam Newton doesn't play for this prediction.
Because here's the thing, right? Carolina's third in passing yards allowed. So far.
Yeah.
And they've played the Rams, who are pretty big on throwing it. And same with the Bucks.
I have my prediction. It's going to be the Cardinals, assuming Cam Newton doesn't play. If Cam Newton does play, I think the Panthers squeak it out.
I'm going to take the Panthers in this one.
Are you assuming Cam Newton plays or he doesn't play?
I'm going to assume he plays.
Okay.
Because I think this is a game where you could trot Cam.
What about if he doesn't
play? If you wanted. If he doesn't, I still think the Panthers
play. With Will Greer?
Cardinals defense isn't good. I mean, if you're going to start a rookie or
just somebody... dump the ball to Christian McCaffrey the whole game.
That's what they did against the Rams, and they almost won.
Yeah, and Cam Newton was not good that game either. Yeah. But, okay, I still think the Cardinals win. But I think
the tight end. They say that the tight end is a quarterback's best friend, and Cardinals have allowed a shit ton of yards to tight ends the last two weeks with TJ Hawkins and Mark Andrews. So they could. I don't know who's starting. If it's Will Greer or whoever it is that's starting,
it's going to be Will Greer as the backup.
I think that the Cardinals is a defense that you could start. If you're going to play somebody who doesn't have much experience, you could play them.
All right. Let's breeze through these last few. New Orleans Saints, the Seattle Seahawks being played.
I think this
Seattle.
Is the Romo game.
Where's Saints Seahawks? I can't find it on here.
Regardless,
Seahawks 4.5-point favorites. I'm gonna take the Seahawks.
It should be higher, and I'm taking the Seahawks.
It should be higher. Yeah. Pittsburgh Steelers, the winless Pittsburgh Steelers are playing the San Francisco 49ers.
49ers 7-point favorites at home.
The Niners go 3-0, and the Steelers go to 0-3.
Yep. Houston Texans, the Los Angeles Chargers.
This actually is a decent game.
So it's a national game.
No, 3-point Chargers 3-point favorites.
Oh, yeah, it's not the national game.
I think
Saints Seahawks is a national game.
I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe they switch it because Drew Brees isn't playing.
So for me, my main concern is that Deshaun Watson is going to be bullied by Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa.
But they still win the game.
I'm still picking the Texans.
Johan?
I'm taking the Chargers.
All right.
Los Angeles Rams playing the Cleveland Browns.
See, I don't hate this Sunday night game.
No, it's not bad.
I don't either.
There could have been better options, of course, but I
Rams 3-point favorites, by the way.
I picked the Rams. I do not trust the Browns.
The Browns O-line is going to have a fun time with Aaron Donald, by the way.
I mean, fucking triple.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Rams in this one.
All right. And then the Monday night game, guys.
Chicago.
The Redskins. Chicago. Honestly, this game is going to be really close. I'll pick Chicago, but this is going to be like a field goal game.
Well, they're 4.5-point favorites. Case Keenum, by the way, 56 for 81, 601 yards, 5 touchdowns, no picks.
Yep.
It's kind of crazy.
Well, he's not gonna. This game's gonna be like a 10-13 or a 14-17.
Yeah, no, this game's gonna be ugly.
It's gonna be a defensive fight.
And guys, just to warn you, in the future, the Monday night game's not gonna get much better.
Monday night game's a shit this year.
Especially with the Steelers play twice in the next like 6 weeks on Monday night, and of course, they're not having Big Ben.
Y'all took the Bears. So you I took the Bears. Yet. Nick, you took the Bears, but you said it was gonna be a narrow win. I think the Bears probably win like 24-10.
Really? You think Mitch Trubisky's capable of putting up 24 points? That's real interesting.
I'm going to go with an ugly score. I'm going to say 19-13. 19-9 is what I'm going to say. a really ugly score. But
I'm gonna look something up real quick.
I hope it's Scorigami.
No,
it's yeah, there's not. Had to have been a 19-9 game.
I bet you there has to. I'm waiting for the 6-1 game. I'm waiting for it.
6-1
6-1
Oh, that ain't ever happening, man.
There's not many Scorigamis left.
A 1-point safety has never happened NFL. It happened in college.
In college under a different rule.
Yeah. No, but what is Johan looking up?
I thought I could probably find something on the Bears and Vikings, maybe something where the Bears defense played Case Keenum well, but they got destroyed.
Imagine you destroyed by Case Keenum.
Aha.
Aha.
All right,
well, that is it.
All
right, well,
guys.
Yeah, I did not find what I was looking for. I'm really sad. I'm going to, yeah, hold up.
24. Oh, there it is.
All right. Is there anything we have left?
You know, I think that wraps it up. This is a longer podcast, but, you know, I think we kept it. I kind of like the format we did. I thought we kept it pretty interesting, and, you know, I thought this is one of our better podcasts.
You know,
until we got to the off topic.
Hey, you know, you got to throw a little spice in there, okay? Keep people listening, because maybe they're not fully paying attention. And then
keep people listening by talking about oh, my God. Well, I can't even say his name. Jerryson Dusky touching kids. Hayden, listen, you're man, an interesting hey, bro, fellow, man.
It's like I was watching listening to Pardon My Take on Monday, and they just started playing random dolphin sounds. And I'm like, wait, what is going on here?
When you said I was watching... I thought that was going to go in an awful direction.
All right, we need to end this before it gets.
All right,
I thought this was going to bad.
Check if your webcam.
Nick, submit your picks this time.
I did.
I don't cover my webcam. Screw that.
I absolutely cover my webcam. I don't want no creep looking at me.
The Russians already know about all of us.
Yeah, they already have everything they need to know.
All right, well, it's been another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Well,
we hope you guys enjoy the week of football.
Goodbye.
You know, college football is gonna be good with UJ and Notre Dame. So,
oh man, I wish I could go to game day.
I know that sucks. You can't.
Yeah, I'm going. Going to Atlanta United game this weekend. I really wish I got to go.
I'm sorry.
I told you, man. I really wanted to go to that game.
I'd much rather day, go so. To game day than Atlanta United.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to say. All right, guys. Atlanta United tickets,
before
so.
We talk about nothing, yeah. Like we are now, I say we wrap it up. You guys have a – hopefully everyone has a great week that's listening to this.